Hi guys, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to another episode of Happy Chirp. So I've been having a lot of mental health professionals this time around, but that's a very conscious decision as well, because I think there's a lot that can be uncovered in this area. There's a lot of awareness that is needed in this area, and obviously kyunki acceptability aati ja rahi hai, the more I want to talk about it, right? Take advantage of that uptake that people are willing to take on this topic. To usko maximize karne ke liye, I'm trying to have all kinds of mental health professionals and have them talk about what they feel most strongly about, what they've learned in their time in this profession. So today I also have another mental health professional. She's a practicing mental health professional. Her name is Leila Bangash and she is sitting with me here. Hi Leila, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Thank you so much for taking out the time mm-hmm. to come and speak to me. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling today?
So I'm feeling excited.
That's good.
Yeah.
So Leila, we're going to talk a bit about you, mm-hmm. how you ended up sort of doing this. Can you tell me where you were born and raised?
So I was born and raised in Pakistan.
In Pakistan, yeah. Which city?
Okay, so previously I was in Peshawar, and then we moved to Islamabad. Achha. So most of the time in Islamabad, but some of the time in Peshawar as well.
Are you from Peshawar? Is that where your family's from?
Basically, I'm from KPK. It's a Hangu area. Not Peshawar, but another KPK area.
Sahi. So where did you get most of your early education from?
Okay, so basically it's both Peshawar and Islamabad. Mm-hmm. So till matric, I was in Peshawar. And then after matriculation, we moved to Islamabad. So mm-hmm. I did my FSC and then university and master's, everything in Islamabad.
In Islamabad. Yeah. Right. And growing up, what did you want to be?
Okay, so I think it was something that was not my decision but irdgird se aap sunte hai na, so aapko hota hai ki acha theek hai ye cheez karni hai. So it was a medical profession ke I wanted to join that, I wanted to go
doctor banna.
Yeah, exactly. But luckily or unluckily, it didn't happen. And then I think that psychology is something that I believe that psychology chose me.
Acha.
Yeah, because initially, because wo medical ka hi sara tha, so I was trying for that. Hmm. But jab wo nahi hua, so I thought ke maybe I should give it a try to psychology. Hmm. But initially, I had nothing in my mind ki maine psychology mein ye karna hai, wo karna hai, and nothing. I just joined it with an open mind ki let's see kya hota hai. And then I
where did you join this?
Okay, so I did it from Zebist. I did my bachelor's from Zebist, Islamabad. And so usme mera interest develop hona shuru hua ki acha psychology mein ye hota hai. And then I did multiple internships. Like koi bhi time aisa nahi hota tha jab main internship na karun ya jo semester break hoti thi ya uske bare mein koi learning na karun. And luckily mere jo log the, so they were very supportive in terms of building my interest in psychology. So then eventually aista interest develop hua internship karne ke baad jo hai wo finally I completed my bachelor's. And then I wanted to do master's, so I was again unsure ki maine master's kahan se karna hai, yahan se karna hai, abroad se karna hai. And then I think that NUST, I would join NUST, but I did not choose NUST. I think again NUST chose me. And I think it was one of the best decisions, because wo hota hai na ki sometimes aapne jo plan nahi kiya hota and that happens to you, so and then later you realize ki acha ye to bahut behtar tha. So is type ka something like this happened. And then phir NUST mein like jo professional ek jo proper education hame ke hum practice kar sake wo definitely NUST aapko masters ke baad hi milti hai psychology mein. And it's very important. I think I want to I always highlight this thing. Mm-hmm. Ke, it's very important ke aapne psychology mein यू नो पीपल समटाइम्स पीपल थिंक इट्स कोई भी कर सकता है, कोई भी काउंसलिंग कर सकता है या कोई भी इस चीज़ इसको प्रैक्टिस कर सकता है, बस बात ही तो करनी है, इट्स अ टॉक थेरेपी, तो बस बातें करनी है. एंड यू नो एंड आई हैव ऑलवेज हर्ड फ्रॉम मेनी पीपल के सेशन में क्या करती हो, बातें करती हो, सो यू नो इट्स काइंड ऑफ समटाइम्स आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड हाउ टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू देम बिकॉज इट्स अ प्रोसेस, सो यू कैंट एक्सप्लेन द प्रोसेस कि अच्छा इसमें ये होता है फिर ये होता है, एंड एवरीवन्स प्रोसेस इज डिफरेंट. So, I think it's, yes, it is your personality, ki har profession aapki personality ke saath choose karta, suit karta hai, nahi karta. But again, it's a skill and you have to learn that skill.
Sahi.
Agar aap wo degree nahi karte ya aap proper institute se training nahi lete, to wo skill aapko nahi aata. And phir aapko lagta hai ki bas sirf baatein karni hai, and you know, and then... It doesn't work this way. So luckily, and I realized this after joining. Like I knew it before, but वो जो होता है ना जो आपको आपके अंदर internalize हो जाती है जो चीज़ वो it happened after joining NAST. कि अच्छा ये चीज़ इस तरीके से होती है.
Why is that?
Because I think I don't know. I don't. So it's a जिस तरह एक MBBS की degree है. So I think जितना MBBS के लिए important है कि because they are dealing with human, with clients, patients. So is that we also deal with the human mind.
Right.
So it's and then जो concepts आपको master's level पे, like हमारे education system में आपको जो चीज़ें master level पे पढ़ाते हैं उसके बाद आपको पता चलता है कि अच्छा ये है क्या.
राइट.
बिकॉज बैचलर लेवल पे बहुत बेसिक होता है, वो इतना बेसिक होता है कि आपको लगता है कि अच्छा तो कोई भी कर सकता है. एंड मास्टर्स लेवल पे आपको रियलाइज होता है कि अच्छा ये कोई भी नहीं कर सकता. एंड उसके बाद आपको और फील होने लगता है कि अच्छा इसके बाद भी बहुत कुछ है. सो देन यू प्लान लाइक आई स्टिल वॉन्ट टू डू PhD. लेट्स सी कि क्या होता है. सो यू नो इस तरीके से आपको समझ आने लगती है. द मोर यू नो अबाउट इट, द मोर यू लर्न अबाउट इट, उतना ही आपको पता लगता है कि अच्छा मुझे तो अभी तो नहीं आता.
एंड इट्स सो वास्ट आल्सो, राइट?
एग्जैक्टली. इट्स वेरी वास्ट. तो उसके बाद मुझे, एंड आई थिंक NAST में जिस टाइप की ट्रेनिंग होती है और जिस टाइप की वो आपको यू नो इंटर्नशिप्स एंड देन ट्रेनिंग करवाते हैं, तो उससे भी आपका बहुत एक्सपोजर आपका जब होता है तो आपको अंदाज़ा होता है कि अच्छा ये चीज़ जो है वो कितनी वास्ट है, कितनी कितना इसमें कितना कुछ है जो कि अभी मतलब यू नो देर इज़ नो चांस. आई वुड से दैट देर इज़ नो चांस ऑफ मिस्टेक. मतलब इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. जिस तरह हमें हमारे लिए इंपॉर्टेंट होता है ना कि हम एक डॉक्टर के पास जा रहे हैं तो द डॉक्टर शुड नो एवरीथिंग बिकॉज यू नो
दे कांट मेस अप.
एग्जैक्टली, दे कांट मेस अप. सो सेम इज़ द केस फॉर अस कि वी कांट मेस अप यू नो बिकॉज वी आर डीलिंग विद द ह्यूमन ब्रेन. तो एंड इट हैज़ यू नो द टॉक थेरेपी जिसको हम कहते हैं लाइक द साइकोथेरेपी, इट हैज़ अ वेरी इम्पैक्ट ऑन द ब्रेन. लाइक अगर हम लोग उसकी स्ट्रक्चरल उसमें भी जाएँ ब्रेन की, जिस तरीके से हमारा ब्रेन और मतलब आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू go into the technical terms, but basically जो हमारे brain के connections हैं, so उसका भी impact होता है therapy से.
अच्छा.
so इसलिए भी it's very important कि जो therapy हो रही है आपकी, आप जिस psychologist के पास जा रहे हैं, जो भी आपका एक process है वो mess up ना हो जाए, because अगर वो mess up हो गया तो आपके connections भी mess up होने शुरू हो जाते हैं.
like
it's an example कि अगर for any reason आपका आपकी पॉजिटिविटी का कनेक्शन ब्रेक होके नेगेटिविटी का कनेक्शन बनना शुरू हो जाता है तो वो आपका मैसअप हो गया. सो इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, मतलब इट्स जस्ट एन एग्जांपल. सो इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कि आपके कनेक्शंस किस तरीके से बन रहे हैं ब्रेन में भी एंड थ्रू साइकोथेरेपी.
राइट.
सो आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाई इट्स अ बिट कॉम्प्लिकेटेड.
इट्स कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. सो बेसिकली यू आर सेइंग दैट के कोई अगर किसी साइकोथेरेपिस्ट के साथ के पास जाता है तो it can go in the wrong direction if the psychotherapist is not
exactly agar like if you think ke, because everyone has different process,
right.
Okay, everyone is a product of their experiences and you know unka apna ek journey chali hai.
Right, makes sense.
So it's very important that when you go to a psychologist, the psychologist should be competent in their एरिया, उनकी एक्सपर्टीज हो उनकी ट्रेनिंग हुई हो प्रॉपर, देन द साइकोलॉजिस्ट विल बी एबल टू मैनेज और फैसिलिटेट यू इन योर प्रोसेस. इफ़ यू गो टू अ इफ यू जस्ट गो रैंडमली टू एनी वन एंड देन यू एक्सपेक्ट कि अच्छा इससे जो आउटकम आएगा वो पॉजिटिव ही होना चाहिए या वो उससे मेरी इम्प्रूवमेंट आए, पर्सनल इम्प्रूवमेंट या जो भी जिस एरिया में भी आप चाह रहे हैं. सो इट्स नॉट वेरी ईजी.
राइट,
कैसे हो जाएगा.
या सो एवरी लाइक यू हैव टू, मेरे पास पहले भी एक साइकोथेरेपिस्ट आ चुकी हैं, शी यूज्ड टू से यू हैव टू गो थेरेपिस्ट शॉपिंग बिकॉज नॉट एवरी थेरेपिस्ट इज लाइक
एग्जैक्टली
मेंट फॉर यू. राइट, तो आपको लाइक यू हैव, यू कैन सी लाइक मल्टीपल पीपल एंड फिगर आउट हु works exactly. for you. And True. I think it's also on the psychotherapist as well, right? Like if they have a client coming in who they feel like, oh, this is outside of my expertise, then they recommend somebody else. Okay?
Exactly. True. Yeah. I think this flexibility is also very important, and openness, that if you see ke, for any reason you are not competent for that specific person, it could be any reason. It doesn't mean that you are not competent at all, it just means that you are not competent in that specific area.
Yes. Yeah.
So then you, it's very important for a psychologist to be flexible and open to refer the client to someone else who is more competent in that specific area. But if you are not flexible, so it's aap sirf client ka harm nahi karte, I believe aap apna bhi harm karte ho. Because if you are not able to provide that, you know, that the service to the client, exactly, the service to the client or healing to the client, then I think it's a aap pe bhi ek pressure hota hai, ek burden hota hai. And ये भी आपको सिखाया जाता है, like in the training, ये चीज़ें भी आपको सिखाई जाती हैं कि how you can take care of yourself, of you know, when you are seeing clients, how you can be, how will you take your process while you are seeing clients. So if a psychologist doesn't know about it, awareness ही नहीं है उस चीज़ के बारे में, या awareness अगर चले है भी but वो practice में नहीं है, so I think it can also
complicate things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I would like to ask you, okay, what in your opinion or what is actually a psychotherapist's job? What are they essentially doing for their clients?
Okay.
In its core. Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's a, agar, like if we just see the definition ke psychotherapist ya, let's say counselor या psychiatrist में क्या difference है. So that's another thing. We can't prescribe medicines. We just do talk therapy.
Yeah.
But if we go into a details,
then
what does a psychologist or psychotherapist do? I think their main work or their main intention is that they facilitate you with your process.
Okay.
Every individual has their own journey. So we don't take charge, like we don't take active charge of the client's life or the process. We empower them to take charge of their life.
Right.
So, you know, we try to inculcate sense of agency in them, ताकि वो अपनी life को, even when they are not in therapy, so they are able to manage their life and restore balance in their life. So I think that's the main thing जो के we intend to do, we try to do it. And other than that, it's also very important that we take हमने client के pace पे जाना होता है. Because it's their process, right?
Yeah, you
it's
can't hurry their process.
Exactly, we can't hurry.
They define their pace.
Bilkul, exactly.
Sahi,
sometimes
sense.
People think ke, like we need a quick fix. No, आपको therapy से quick fix नहीं मिलता. Fortunately or unfortunately. Unfortunately इसलिए because you have to go through the whole process. And I think fortunately इसलिए because जब आपको quick fix नहीं मिलता, so you get to know about yourself. And you discover yourself. And long term mein uska effect bahut positive hota hai.
Shortcuts ka result bhi bahut short hota hai. Like this is what I believe. Generally in anything, you can use this in this as well. But koi bhi quick fix, koi bhi shortcut means ke jo uska result hai, that's not long lasting either. Then that's a very unsustainable result.
True,
can't sustain it. Jitna aap uske andar time or effort lagaoge, then the longer it's going to last. Makes sense. Yeah.
True. And it's also like, I know it's a difficult process. Therapy mein I matlab agar main ye kahun ke bahut easy hai, no. But if once you decide to, you know, you want to take therapy, it's very rewarding. Provided that you are seeing a competent psychologist and you are also involved in your process. It's not that you have said that this is a small problem, so we will fix it quickly and then that's it. No. If you are actually involved in your process and you are taking it together, so it really impacts all areas of your life, not just one. Maybe you are seeking therapy for your maybe professional problem. But it will, you know, wo khud bakhud nazar aane lagti hai aapki baaki life ke aspects mein bhi.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I believe that it's very rewarding.
Yeah. Like, rewarding for the psychotherapist as well, right? Yeah.
Psychotherapist and for the client as well.
Client, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wo to hai. But psychotherapist ke liye bhi, it's very rewarding in a way that, you know, the satisfaction that we get. Ke acha, the client is improving because of me. Because I am facilitating that specific client. So it's very rewarding for you. And I believe ke, this is one of the reasons that psychology... after joining it, it clicked me because I sensed that rewarding factor. Ki acha, how rewarding it is, and also the satisfaction that you get from helping someone. So if every profession, I believe every profession has their own benefit.
Yeah.
With this profession,
I think you can see your impact, right?
So yeah, uski
bahut achhi feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. In the society, aap jab as a whole dekhte hain. So it's very, it gives that satisfaction and that happiness to you.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, what area do you work in? Like, what is your area of expertise when it comes to psychotherapy?
Okay, so basically I mainly, if we talk about the population, then it's mainly adults. I did work with adolescents as well, but currently I'm working with adults. If we talk about the problems,
the kind of work.
Exactly. So it's like I've been my niche is basically emotion regulation, because I believe that emotion regulation is something that it's a very significant thing. And mainly jo cheeze emerge hoti hain wo emotion se hi related hoti hai. So if you know how to manage your emotions and how to regulate it, and if you know the skill, because it's also a skill, and jo ki bahut shuru se start ho jata hai. So mostly jo cheeze hain wo to aapki address ho jati hain. And if you talk about the issues mainly, then I think I dealt with grief and relationship issues, and then the anxiety, depression, there are different forms of anxiety. And I would not say that yes, specific disorders, but I would say that these, because I believe in not labeling.
I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I, I tend to see ki acha kahan pe kya problem hai, whether it's in the relationship, it's in the family, it's the emotion regulation problem, it's the anxiety, it's the adjustment problem, life transition phases. So yeah, it's that.
Okay. And what do you mean by emotion regulation? Can you tell us?
Okay. So for me, it's how much you are aware of your emotions, how much you are connected to your emotions, accepting your emotions.
Yeah, not staying in denial.
Exactly. And then managing them.
Yeah.
So for me, emotion regulation has a few steps.
Okay.
So like I said, that you are aware of your emotions,
right,
and then you are connected to your emotions, accepting them, and then you see that how you have to manage them.
Yeah.
And I believe that when it comes to managing, so the first three, even though first three steps bhi hai, they are not very easy.
Yeah.
Us pe bhi aapko time lagta hai usko awareness mein, because most of the time we are not aware of our emotions. So and when you do that, like wo three steps aapke ho gaye hain, so the third, fourth step, which is managing. So I think it's different for everyone. Har bande ka apna process hota hai, so how they want to manage them. But I believe that what is important is you listen to your emotions.
Yeah.
What are they saying to you? And what message they want to give it to you.
Right.
Because every emotion has a message. They are messengers. I was reading somewhere that they are messengers. So it really clicked. Yes, they are messengers. And when you attend to them,
they're telling you something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They are telling us something. And when you attend to them, aapne unse baat cheet kar li hai, and then they are, you will, you know, you see a difference ki wo khud ba khud settle ho jate hain. So I think personally, like, it's a very personal experience for me. It's personal. So wo khud ba khud settle ho jate hain. And then it doesn't have a negative effect on you. It has a positive effect. So that's what emotion regulation is for me.
Yeah, I think agar aap unke denial mein raho, if you don't pay attention to them, so you can never learn to manage them. Kehte na kisi bhi change ke liye aapko first us cheez ko uske bare mein aware hona hota hai, usko identify to kare. First, it's so important to be aware of how you're feeling.
Exactly.
And then, like you said, ke connect with it, like feel it.
Feel it, acknowledge it.
Acknowledge
it's
it.
It's okay if it's coming. It's like, hamare liye hota hai ki, oh, ab ye to koi discomfort aa raha hai, ye to kuch aisi cheez hai, isko entertain nahi karna, aur ye kyun aa raha hai? You know, kyun ka question bahut zyada hota hai ki aisa kyun ho raha hai mere saath.
It's a huge part of yourself that we tend to hush down or ignore because it brings discomfort.
Exactly. And I think even jab aap therapy mein bhi hote hain, therapist ke liye bhi and client ke liye bhi, so it's sometimes the process is painful. You know, sometimes it's complicated. Sometimes in being as a therapist, sometimes aapko samajh nahi aa rahi hoti ye kya ho raha hai, client ke saath bhi kya ho raha hai. So but I think after this, it's the emotions ke saath bhi hota hai. Sometimes you don't know ke ye kya, what emotion is this,
is this, yeah,
and ye kyun aa rahe hain aur mujhe kya keh rahe hain. But when you sit with it and you pay attention to it, attend to it, so it will tell you its purpose.
And it's so important also because if you are not like in touch with your emotions, or if you're not regulating them, then you continue to live life in a mindless way where you continue to react to them because wo hai to sahi.
True.
But exactly, you're reacting to them in a way that's not true to them.
True. That's very exactly. I think this is very important ke emotions aapse demand kar rahe hote hain ke how you react towards them. If you learn ki acha maine emotions ki taraf ek specific way mein react karna hai, and if it's not attending, you know, aap emotions ko attend nahi kar rahe, emotions ko ye, I feel we take it ki emotions ko bhi ek sense ja rahi hai ki ye to mujhe to attend nahi kar rahe. So if you see, agar hum kisi bhi cheez ko attend nahi karte to wo cheez to wo waisi reh jati hai, wo to, you know, it gets more complicated. But when you start attending to it and aap usko wo jo aapse demand kar rahi hai, jo reaction aapse wo demand kar rahe hain, and if you give that reaction, so I think wo mostly wo kaam wo wahin pe ho jata hai.
I'll give you an example from my personal life. So last year I gained a lot of weight because of mental health issues. Theek hai? So I was, whenever I would feel stressed, anxious, or stressed or anxious mostly, then I would eat. Theek hai? So this was
stress
my
eating,
yeah, it was my reaction to just, like, I would just find myself like binging and like splurging and is tarah se, and cravings, right? And somehow I would try to suppress my emotions with this. Eventually, like, I realized, okay, so I'm basically doing a lot of emotional eating. Like, whenever emotions come up, my solution is kuch kha lo. And I didn't even like know for the longest time that that was the like link, right? Like, this
that was the reaction.
That was the reaction. And ab yesterday, and khair, a long time ago I identified it, then I worked on it kyunki mujhe samajh aa gayi ki ye problem hai. Ab yesterday what happened was that there's a lot happening in my life, like I'm going through major transition phase. So yesterday I was really sort of in that zone where I was feeling extremely anxious because I'm in that transition phase, but for the longest time that was just coming out as numbness, you know, like I was numb. Mujhse kuch ho hi nahi raha tha subah se, right? And basically that was me reacting to my anxiety. Ke itni anxious hu ki bas freeze ho gayi hu, samajh nahi aa raha where to start from, what to do. And then I was like, kuch nahi ho raha. And then I was like, listen, I think I need to sit with myself and kya masla. And I was like, okay, I'm going through a transition and I'm extremely anxious. That is the problem. So that's where you sort of identified ki acha anxiety ho rahi hai, and I need to address the anxiety if I want to overcome this sort of like numbness that I'm
feeling. Numbness, true.
Yeah, so then I sat with myself and then maine kuch duaen wagaira ki, and you know, I meditated a bit and then I felt better and then I got up and then I started like, because I felt like calmer, and then I started doing.
True.
So I feel like this is an example of regulating.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's very important. Sometimes it happens that you are so occupied with your routine, with your life, that aapko lagta hai emotions ko time dena to ab अब इसके लिए कहाँ से टाइम निकालें. इट हैपन्स विद एवरीवन. इट हैपन्स विद मी एज वेल, राइट. बट वेन यू सी के उसका वंस यू आर यू नो ओके आई बिलीव इट्स समथिंग के इफ़ यू हैवेंट डन इट वंस, लाइक आपने एक दफ़ा भी नहीं किया ऐसा, सो यू डोंट नो के हाउ इट फील्स. बट आप अगर उसको एक दफ़ा भी कर लें, एक दफ़ा भी आप अपने इमोशंस को अटेंड कर लें लाइक यू सेड, तो आपको पता चल जाता है कि अच्छा उसके बाद लाइफ कितनी इजी हो गई है.
यू टू टेक दैट लाइक लिटरली 5 मिनट की बात थी.
ट्रू.
बट देन द रेस्ट ऑफ दिस डे वाज मच बेटर देन द फर्स्ट हाफ, जिसमें मैंने एड्रेस ही नहीं किया था उस चीज को, राइट. सो लाइक आई वर्कड ऑन माय इमोशनल रेगुलेशन अ लॉट. सो दिस इज लाइक वन ऑफ दोज एग्जांपल्स के कल भी मुझे फील हुआ था. फिर लेटर रात को, बिकॉज आई ऑब्वियसली वो हुआ, फिर रात को जब टाइम खत्म हो रहा था, एंड हो रहा था, माई हस्बैंड वॉज लीविंग, ही हैड अ फ्लाइट, तो माई एंजाइटी स्टार्टेड किकिंग इन अगेन. एंड देन आई वॉज लाइक मैंने खाना खा लिया था, बट उस वक्त मेरा दिल चाह रहा था कि मैं कुछ और खाऊं. एंड देन आई वॉज लाइक मुझे क्यों, मैं खाना खा चुकी हूँ. देन आई वॉज लाइक अगेन इट्स द एंजाइटी एंड आई एम अगेन रिएक्टिंग टू द एंजाइटी बाई जस्ट ईटिंग, राइट. फिर मैंने अपने आप को बहुत उसमें भी आई लाइक सैट डाउन विद माय सेल्फ, आई वाज लाइक नहीं, आई डिस्ट्रैक्टेड माई सेल्फ, आई थॉट अबाउट इट. फिर मैंने दुआएं की एंड स्टफ. फॉर मी लाइक For me personally, like it really helps to meditate or pray or just sit with myself or even write. I write as well.
Yeah, that's
so that really helps. So phir, and then I was like, no, and then I didn't eat anything. But if I wasn't aware of this, so phir, I exactly. would have like just ate and ate.
Yeah, right? True. Yeah. But I believe ki ye awareness aana bhi, it's a whole different process.
Yeah.
Like
it's the first and probably the most important step.
Process. Exactly. Yeah. Agar wo first step aapka nahi hua to aage to kuch bhi nahi ho sakta. If you but I think it ho jata hai if you want to. Like agar aap if you want to but some you know sometimes what happens that sometimes aapko ye hi nahi pata hota that you are not aware of your emotions because you feel and because emotions ki bahut layers hoti hain. They are primary emotions and then they are secondary emotions. Sometimes aap secondary emotions feel kar rahe hote hain.
Achha, yeah, okay, makes sense.
So, and aap us secondary emotion ki taraf react, aapka ek reaction hota hai. But agar aap uski, ye wo surface level pe hota hai. But agar aap usko, if you dig deeper, so, wo ek primary emotion ka, you know, secondary ek part hai, jo ki surface level pe aa raha hai. But agar aap actual mein jis cheez ko aapne address karna hota hai, wo aapne apne primary emotion ko address karna hota hai. For example, I want to give an example, ki let's say anger, right? So we feel angry.
Yeah.
So we say, ye to anger, how to manage anger.
Yeah.
But,
and you're also reacting to the anger. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Reacting to anger. But if you sit with yourself,
yeah.
and aap dekhe, to maybe anger ke peeche,
hurt
exactly hurt ho sakta hai, disappointment ho sakti hai, sadness ho sakti hai, so then you address that and then you connect to that emotion, that primary emotion, and that's how you go about it. But is point tak bhi reach karna ke acha ye kaun sa emotion hai, primary hai aur secondary hai, so it takes time, it takes effort.
I can also really relate to this one. I remember I wanted to meet a friend of mine. I really wanted to see her. Ab ye thodi purani baat hai, but us time pe kya kehte hain, anyway, whatever, something happened and she couldn't come and she couldn't show up, right? And then I felt really angry and annoyed, right? Like mujhe gussa chadh gaya ki itni dafa is tarah hua hai, itni dafa is tarah hua hai, like, you know, why is this not happening and working out? And then again I sat with myself for 2 seconds. I was like, listen, you're not angry, you're disappointed. Yeah, yeah, because true. So many times you've wanted and it's not happening, and it's actually like disappointment, right? So this is the perfect example of what you said, and I felt it, and I've been there where I felt the secondary emotion and then realized, oh no, the
primary, exactly. And then you address the primary emotion, not the secondary one.
And then my entire sort of reaction or attitude towards the whole thing changed, and instead of like lashing out on her, I said, you know, I really miss you and I'm just disappointed that I couldn't see you today.
And you know what happens then, if you communicate your emotion, yeah, if you connect to your emotion,
yeah,
to ek like ek burden hota hai jo ke kaam ho jata hai.
Yeah.
You know, you get a sense of relief. Ki acha koi cheez thi jo ke maine usko acknowledge kar liya hai, jo ke mujhe baar baar knock kar rahi thi, ab uske liye darwaza nahi khol rahi thi, and ab maine darwaza khol diya, so you know, it's done.
Yeah. And I think that makes sense, right? Because if your diagnosis of the problem is wrong,
true,
right, so and then you're trying to solve it, so you will still end up feeling the same, because solve to hua hi nahi, right? Aap फिर भी
एग्जैक्टली
घटिया ही फील कर रही
हूं. एग्जैक्टली बिकॉज वी सी जस्ट इवेंट्स, लाइक हम इवेंट्स देख रहे हैं, लाइक यू गिव एन एग्जांपल, फ्रेंड नहीं आई, यू नो, सो इफ यू टेल समबडी के मेरे साथ आज ये हुआ और मेरी फ्रेंड नहीं आई, मुझे बहुत ज्यादा गुस्सा आया, तो आपने इवेंट बता दिया. ठीक है, अब इसी तरह बहुत सारे दूसरा कोई इवेंट हुआ है, सो वी आर लाइक मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम ऐसे होता है दैट वी आर सो ऑक्यूपाइड इन द इवेंट्स, इन टेलिंग और टॉकिंग अबाउट इवेंट्स कि ये हुआ, फिर ये हुआ, ये हुआ, दैट वी फॉरगेट कि हमने like what it made me feel,
yeah,
and how I felt about it and what is it jiske sath maine connect hona hai. So it's also very important that like I understand ke everyone has a busy routine and life, but sometimes event pe focus ke baad it's important that you focus ke event ka impact kya tha.
सही.
सो यू नो इट्स इम्पैक्ट, डिफरेंट इम्पैक्ट हो सकते हैं, एंड वन ऑफ द इम्पैक्ट इज हाउ यू फेल्ट अबाउट इट,
राइट,
एंड वहाँ से आपकी स्टोरी चलती है जो कि आपकी अपनी डिस्कवरी की, जो सेल्फ डिस्कवरी की होती है. सो आई थिंक वो सेल्फ डिस्कवरी वहाँ से ही आती है. सो इट्स अ बिट ट्रिकी.
या इट्स ट्रिकी,
बट आई थिंक दैट इट्स इम्पॉर्टेंट एंड इट्स वेरी नेसेसरी, एंड it comes with definitely with effort and
time. Effort and a sort of like practice in a way.
Exactly, practicing. Haan, yeah. And if you are willing to do it or not.
Yeah.
Because if you are not willing to do something, toh wo cheez nahi hogi.
Bilkul.
Agar koi is tarah, I have there are some people that I know, so they do have these problems ke ye hai wo hai, and you know, but they even if they are aware of it, ki acha ye kya hai aur mujhe kahan pe address karna hai. But they don't, you know, they don't...
they're not willing
exactly.
to make that
exactly.
change.
Exactly. Matlab, wo us cheez ko, they do acknowledge that there is some problem, but they don't acknowledge ke unhone khud se start karna hai.
Yeah.
Aisa nahi hai ki koi bahir se external force aayegi and then they will resolve the problem. No. Yeah. Wo andar se aata
hai. Basically, you have to help yourself first.
True.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you take the step and then things happen, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, you can't things... to change if you are not going to change, like you
true.
If things are bothering you,
yeah,
then they're going to continue to be that way until you do something, right?
Because
physics ka bhi ek law hai ki agar ek force
exactly.
hai, yeah, wo usi direction mein chal jayegi unless another force,
koi aur force
acts
on
exactly. it. Yeah,
yeah, and, yeah. And you know, jo therapy mein bhi yahi hota hai,
yeah.
jis tarah maine pehle mention kiya hai ki basically the client has to take charge of their process.
Yeah. Yeah.
So उसमें भी यही होता है कि इफ द क्लाइंट इज विलिंग टू टेक चार्ज ऑफ देयर प्रोसेस कि अपने साइकोलॉजिकल वर्क का उन्होंने खुद ही उसको अपने दे आर रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर इट तो तभी इम्प्रूवमेंट आती है बिकॉज जो गोल्स भी बनते हैं ना वो खुद डिसाइड करते हैं. साइकोलॉजिस्ट डजंट टेल कि अच्छा हम ये गोल बना लेते हैं, दे फैसिलिटेट यू, दे यू नो वो आपके साथ गोल बनाने में, गोल बिल्डिंग में हेल्प करते हैं, बट वो गोल आपका अपना ही होता है. एंड इफ यू डोंट फील स्ट्रांगली अबाउट इट कि अच्छा मैंने इस पे काम करना है, तो फिर
कुछ नहीं हो
वो नहीं होता. लाइक इट्स मतलब उस चीज का कोई फायदा नहीं होता, नो मैटर हाउ कॉम्पिटेंट द साइकोलॉजिस्ट इज.
सो द विलिंगनेस इन द वर्क हैज टू कम फ्रॉम यू.
या एग्जैक्टली, इट हैज टू कम फ्रॉम यू. So yeah, it's I think this is how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Leila, maine bhi beech mein mention kiya that I'm going through a transition and then mujhe usse anxiety hui ho rahi hai and stuff. So I want to talk to you about that a little because I think change is something that is that makes people very uncomfortable, that can be very difficult, right? So can you tell me a bit about that? How transition phases affect people's emotions and, you know, how they react to it, deal with it, or how they can, you know, just share your sort of thoughts on this.
Yes, I think even when you mentioned it, toh mere mind mein ye cheez aayi thi, that sometimes what happens that jab hum kisi bhi transition, like major transitions in life, you're getting married, having a child, moving somewhere else, you know, even enrolling yourself in a university for you know, for studies or anything like that. So I think with transition, you what happens that sometimes you lose your old self, right? So when you lose your old self, so definitely a lot of things come with it, like in terms of your emotions and how you feel about it. Sometimes you are so connected to your old self ke aap, you don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
But then life happens.
Yeah.
So when life happens, you have to, like, not intentionally, but life mein kuch na kuch aise ho jata hai ke aapki personality ya aapki how you are, wo automatically wo cheez change ho jati hai. Sometimes you are aware of it and sometimes you are not. Most of the time we are not aware of it. Like, because ek achha change aa gaya. Let's say you are getting married, right? To bahut achha change hai. Ab isse kyun masla hona hai? Isse kyun discomfort aana hai? Yeah, for example, you are having a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are moving abroad.
Yeah.
So ye sare achhe changes hain. So isme kya masla ho sakta hai? And then sometimes it happens ke aap jo feel kar rahe hote hain, आपको अपने आप को भी आपको समझाना नहीं आ रहा होता कि एक अच्छे इवेंट पे मैं क्यों ये फील कर रही हूँ. सो किसी और को समझाना तो आई थिंक और भी डिफिकल्ट हो जाता है. सो दिस इज यू नो दिस दिस ऑल थिंग्स आर लिंक्ड एंड देन यू फील स्ट्रेस्ड आउट, यू फील एंशियस, यू आर रिएक्टिंग टूवर्ड्स इट एंड यू बट यू आर अनअवेयर ऑफ इट कि ये मेरे साथ क्या हो रहा है.
आई थिंक इट्स मोस्टली ड्यू टू द अनफेमिलियर
True. It could
territory okay. that you're sort of
exactly
going into, right?
एक unfamiliar सी चीज़ है, एक uncertainty है,
yeah.
strange सी चीज़ है जो कि एक new चीज़ आ गई है ना. आप you are living a perfect life,
comfort zone से आप
exactly
yeah.
and फिर उसमें एक चीज add हो गई है. तो which even आपने अपनी मर्जी से वो चीज़ add की है and you feel happy about it. But with every change, there are certain struggles as well. You know, kuch discomfort bhi hote hain. And uski wajah se aap, and then you feel, you know, multiple emotions. Kisi ke liye wo anxiety hogi, kisi ke liye wo sadness mein hoga, kisi ke liye depression mein hoga. So everyone has their own process, har ek ke liye different ho sakta hai. But what I strongly feel about it, that it's very important that you understand ke transition hoti hai.
Achha.
Life mein,
yeah.
right?
Life is all about transitions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First, you understand about it, and then you acknowledge it. Ke aapke saath bhi transition hui hai. Because sometimes what happens ke jaisa maine pehle bhi kaha ke चीज़ें होती हैं आपकी लाइफ में, हैप्पी इवेंट्स होते हैं, लेकिन आप उसको वो इम्पोर्टेंस नहीं देते जो आपने उसको देनी होती है इन टर्म्स ऑफ हाउ यू फील अबाउट इट.
ठीक है, ओके.
सो व्हेन यू डोंट गिव दैट इम्पोर्टेंस, अगेन व्हेन यू डोंट सिट विद इट कि अच्छा ये चीज़ मुझे कैसे इम्पैक्ट कर रही है, अच्छे तरीके से इम्पैक्ट कर रही है बुरे तरीके
बस
से,
बस आप सिर्फ इवेंट को देख रहे हो.
बस इवेंट को मैंने हाँ. देख लिया, शादी हो गई, इतनी अच्छी शादी हो गई है, बेबी हो गया है, नो एवरीथिंग हैपेंड वेरी स्मूथ. But how did you feel about it? So most of the time जैसे होता है कि people come and they say कि मेरी life में ये मेरे साथ ये हो रहा है, मैं ये feel कर रही हूँ, मैं ये feel कर रही हूँ, like I feel anxious, I feel मुझसे adjust नहीं हो रहा, या मैं blank हो रही हूँ, या you know मेरा ये issue आ रहा है. But they skip the part के वो चीज़ कब के बाद शुरू हुई. So they skip that transition.
राइट,
कि अच्छा लाइफ में इतना मेजर चेंज आया है तो उसके बाद ये चीज़ शुरू हुई है. एंड आई बिलीव दैट इट्स समटाइम्स इट्स अ ग्रीविंग प्रोसेस. यू आर ग्रीविंग
योर ओल्ड लाइफ और पर्सन दैट यू वर.
एग्जैक्टली, सो यू आर ग्रीविंग योर ओल्ड लाइफ के अब वो तो नहीं रही है. And
especially happens in motherhood, like when you first become a mother, you really, because exactly. aapki life itna change hoti hai, you really grieve the person that you were
exactly.
before.
Exactly, aapki life bilkul like ek shift aa jata hai aapki life mein.
Do you have kids? Are you
yeah,
married?
Yeah, exactly. okay. And then you can't go back to your old life.
Yeah, of course, things have changed.
Exactly,
like, yeah.
they have changed. Yeah. And like jaisa hum dekhte hain, then there's depression, then there's you know postpartum, then there are multiple things. Yeah. So it's very You know, and sometimes जो दूसरे होते हैं ना उनको ये चीज़ समझाना भी बहुत मुश्किल होता है. दैट व्हाट आई एम गोइंग थ्रू. सो व्हेन दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड, लाइक इट्स अ वेरी इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग कि आपका सोशल सपोर्ट कैसा है जब हम लोग व्हेन वी
इन ट्रांजिशन.
एग्जैक्टली, इन ट्रांजिशन एंड ओवरऑल अदरवाइज भी, अगर जब हम लोग सेशंस लाइक थेरेपी में भी वी स्पेसिफिकली आस्क अबाउट सोशल सपोर्ट, के डू यू हैव अ सोशल सपोर्ट, लाइक इज देयर एनीवन दैट हु नोज अबाउट योर कंडीशन और समथिंग, सो दैट बिकॉज इट्स वन ऑफ द प्रोटेक्टिव फैक्टर्स. अगर इफ़ यू हैव अ गुड सोशल सपोर्ट, आपका स्ट्रॉन्ग सोशल सपोर्ट है, तो आपकी जो कंडीशन है, इट रियली द सोशल सपोर्ट रियली हेल्प्स इन इम्प्रूविंग योर कंडीशन. सो व्हेन द अदर पर्सन, लेकिन अगर अनफॉर्चुनेटली द अदर पर्सन डजंट अंडरस्टैंड दैट शी इज़ गोइंग थ्रू ट्रांजिशन, और द स्पेसिफिक पर्सन इज फीलिंग दिस वे बिकॉज ऑफ द मेजर ट्रांजिशंस, तो आप खुद एक तो फील कर ही रहे हैं, ऊपर से आपको वो सपोर्ट भी नहीं मिल रहा, लोग अंडरस्टैंड भी नहीं कर पा रहे, वैलिडेट नहीं कर पा रहे.
एग्जैक्टली
कि अच्छा दिस इज, हाँ मतलब इट्स नॉर्मल इफ यू आर फीलिंग दिस वे एंड इट्स ओके इफ यू आर फीलिंग.
आई थिंक वन ऑफ द इनवैलिडेशन आल्सो कम्स फ्रॉम इफ यू आर लाइक गेटिंग मैरिड, हैविंग अ चाइल्ड, मूविंग अब्रॉड, इज खुश होने वाली बात है, बस खुश हो, शुक्र करो, राइट?
एग्जैक्टली.
एंड इट सडनली इनवैलिडेट्स
whatever, you know, the other emotions that you are feeling. Because yes, I'm not saying that ye happy emotions nahi isse aate, like ye happy events nahi hai, they are happy events.
But we are humans with a lot of layers.
Exactly.
Like you said, emotions have a lot of layers.
Exactly. But it doesn't mean ki aapke happy events, happy emotion ke saath koi dusra emotion nahi aa sakta. In one situation, you can feel multiple emotions.
Yeah.
Sadness bhi ho sakti hai and excitement bhi ho sakti hai. Nervousness bhi hoti hai.
Bittersweet moments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True. So it's you know, it's very important that you understand it, and then other person also understands it. And if you talk about the transition, okay, becoming a parent, you getting married, so it's partner ka role, I think it's very important with other social support, but it's very important that how your partner, how much support you are getting from your partner. So these are multiple things. And again, ट्रांजिशन में जैसे कि मैंने जैसा आई मेंशन कि इट्स यू नो यू आर गोइंग थ्रू अ ग्रीविंग प्रोसेस, ग्रीफ से आप गुजर रहे हैं, सो यू आर ग्रीविंग, सो यू नीड टू गिव टाइम टू योर सेल्फ. इट्स नॉट के बस अभी सब कुछ जो है वो ठीक हो जाएगा, एंड देन इवन आफ्टर गिविंग सम टाइम टू योर सेल्फ, यू थिंक दैट यू आर स्टिल फीलिंग द सेम वे, यू नो, देन इसका मतलब है कि यू नीड टू डू मोर, आपने यू नीड टू डू समथिंग अबाउट इट, बिकॉज इट्स इट्स नॉट के सिर्फ एक इवेंट हुआ है तो उसकी वजह से यू आर फीलिंग दिस स्पेसिफिक वे, लाइक देर आर अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स जो कि पीछे अनरिजॉल्व रह चुके होते हैं,
और ये एक ट्रिगरिंग मोमेंट है,
ट्रिगरिंग मोमेंट होता है. एग्जैक्टली. एंड समटाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस इन थेरेपी दैट क्लाइंट आए हैं एक स्पेसिफिक इशू के साथ, दिस इज द प्रॉब्लम, एंड आफ्टर अ फ्यू सेशंस, लाइक नॉट अ फ्यू, काफ़ी सेशंस के बाद, देन द क्लाइंट दे आर एबल टू कनेक्ट कि अच्छा वो चीज़ थी तो अब फिर वो यहाँ पे हो रही है, एंड देन दे मेक सेंस ऑफ द होल थिंग कि अच्छा अब ये चीज़ इस वजह से हुई है. सो इट यू नो ये होता ही तब है जब when you understand it कि अच्छा आई नीड टू डू समथिंग अबाउट इट. अगर खुद से नहीं हो रही है चीज़ रिजॉल्व, अगर खुद से एडजस्टमेंट नहीं हो रही है, तो फिर आई नीड टू डू समथिंग अबाउट इट. एंड यू ऑल्सो मैंशनड अबाउट राइटिंग. So I think writing is something that really helps in the transition phase and in otherwise way. So, and you know, writing also helps in getting aware of your emotions. Because sometimes hum jab aisi soch rahe hote hain to hame samajh nahi aa rahi hoti what am I feeling, ya iska kya karu main, but when you start writing about it, so what happens that aapke mind say you are taking things out of your mind and you're putting it on a piece of paper. So aapke mind mein space banni shuru ho jati hai new thoughts ke liye, and you know aur cheezon ke liye, aur connections banane ke liye. So then you realize ki acha ye cheez to aise thi, ki ye cheez aise bhi ho sakti
hai. Clarity aana shuru ho jati
hai. Exactly. Clarity aana shuru ho
jati hai. Clarity of thought, yeah.
Exactly. But agar if there's not enough room, agar aap like for example aapki you know it's a glass ki example le, if there's enough water usme aur pani aa hi nahi sakta, to पहले जो एग्जिस्टिंग पानी है उसको ख़त्म करेंगे तो और पानी आएगा. तो सेम इज़ हाउ आर ब्रेन वर्क्स. आप पहले जो उसमें थॉट्स हैं उसको आप डीक्लटर करेंगे, देन यू नो यू विल बी एबल टू थिंक क्लियरली एंड फाइंड अ सॉल्यूशन फॉर इट.
फाइंड अ सॉल्यूशन, या
या. सो आई थिंक देयर इज़ दीज आर अ फ्यू थिंग्स which are important first to, again, it all boils down to being aware of it, accepting it, connecting to it, and then doing something about it.
Yeah.
So that's what my thoughts are, and that's how I feel about it. And I feel strongly about it, the transition phases, because I myself, when I, you know, when I moved to abroad, so it was a happy moment, but there were struggles as well.
Yeah.
So with those struggles,
and I think you grieve your life here, exactly, and everything that you build here, exactly, or had here. Yeah.
True, exactly. Yeah. And then but life happens. Yeah. And that's how you move on.
And I think there's so many emotions, right? Especially when you move abroad.
Mm.
So like, it's a great thing because, you know, it's a great step for your life.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also feel a grief for what you're losing, and exactly, also guilt. Because when people go abroad, they always have this kind of guilt of leaving their country and their roots. So basically my point is that there's a lot of emotions.
Yeah,
right?
There are a lot of emotions. Sometimes you feel like, okay, I'll spend a few years here and then I'll move back to my own country, you know?
Yeah.
So there are multiple thoughts that you have to come. I have to do this, I have to do this. And then when you... Okay, so it's a very different experience when you move abroad. It's, and it's very difficult to make others understand, because wo us process se nahin
guzar
rahe hote. Us process se guzar rahe hote. So... for us, it's happy, but at the same time, there are other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you make them understand about the happy part. ठीक है, वो तो खुद भी उनको नजर आ रहा होता है, समझ आ जाती है. But जो difficult moment होता है, जो difficult part होता है, so उससे understand कराना, it's very difficult.
It's
yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's
can you talk a bit about ethical practice?
Yes. Okay. So I think it's okay, so it's very important,
I believe.
And ethical practices, if you talk about, again, just as I said, that competent, there are certain set of guidelines for psychologists, and we need to follow that. There are AAPA guidelines, so we need to follow those guidelines in order to be, called ethical practices. And I believe ke wo guidelines to hame mil jati hain, but it also depends on the regulatory bodies in any country.
Right.
So if you have that, if your country has regulatory bodies, to wo follow ho jati hain. But if your country doesn't have it, to phir wo somehow nahi ho pati follow. But what I really liked about NUST is that they, उन्होंने हमारे अंदर इतनी ज़्यादा वो एथिकल प्रैक्टिसेस डाली हैं दैट इवन इफ देयर इज़ नो रेगुलेटरी बॉडी सडनली इफ हम अगर कुछ गलत तो नहीं लेकिन कुछ जो एपीए में नहीं मेंशन वो करने के बारे में अगर सोचे भी सो सडनली गिल्ट ट्रिगर होना शुरू हो जाता है सो आई थिंक इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कि आपने आपकी ट्रेनिंग जब होती है तो उन्होंने एथिक्स पे कितना फोकस किया
आई थिंक ये बहुत फाउंडेशनली इंपॉर्टेंट है टू
एग्जैक्टली फाउंडेशनल है सो सबसे फर्स्ट स्टेप तो आपकी ट्रेनिंग से स्टार्ट होता है फिर उसके बाद आपकी कंट्री में रेगुलेटरी बॉडीज हैं या नहीं है एंड देन हाउ इट स्टार्ट्स सो एंड ऑल्सो वेन यू आर लाइक एज अ क्लाइंट इफ यू आर लुकिंग फॉर अ थेरेपिस्ट सो इट्स ऑल्सो इम्पॉर्टेंट कि आप अपनी पूरी सर्च करें कि ओके सो मैंने अगर एक साइकोलॉजिस्ट को अपने लिए डिसाइड करना है सो वी लुक फॉर द कॉम्पिटेंसी देखें एक्सपर्टीज देखें क्वालिफिकेशन देखें उनकी ट्रेनिंग देखें उनका इयर्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस सो दे आर मल्टीपल थिंग्स एंड इफ़ यू एंड देन दे आर समटाइम्स एक इनिशियल कॉल भी होती है क्लाइंट्स के साथ समटाइम्स कुछ साइकोलॉजिस्ट होते हैं जो कि आपको फर्स्ट सेशन जिनका ट्रायल होता है सो देन यू असेस सो अगेन इट्स जिस तरह साइकोलॉजिकल वर्क की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी आपने खुद लेनी होती है तो इस तरह इट्स ऑल्सो इम्पॉर्टेंट कि आप थेरेपिस्ट व्हेन यू आर डिसाइडिंग फॉर थेरेपिस्ट तो यू टेक रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ दैट इज़ वेल सो स्पेशली इन अ कंट्री जहाँ पे रेगुलेटरी बॉडीज नहीं है या डिवेलपिंग कंट्री डिवेलपिंग प्रोसेस में है सो इज दैट इफ यू टॉक अबाउट लाइक यूएई में तो बहुत प्रॉपर उनकी रेगुलेटरी बॉडीज हैं एंड वो उनका बहुत थिंग्स आर वेरी मैनेज बल्कि उनकी एक नहीं उनकी मल्टीपल रेगुलेटरी बॉडीज हैं सो दे आर तीन चार या चार तो हैं उनकी फोर देर आर फोर रेगुलेटरी बॉडीज तो अगर आप कहीं एक से भी लाइसेंस होते हो तो दैट्स फाइन एंड देन यू नो दे टेक दैट देयर प्रोसेस उनके अपने क्राइटेरियाज भी हैं कि आपकी डिग्री क्या है इयर्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस इन एवरीथिंग सो आई थिंक दैट्स वेरी दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस टू बी माइंडफुल ऑफ आर एथिक्स एंड इट कम्स विद आर ट्रेनिंग And other than that, for the client, on the part of the client, it's also important that they do their work. They do their work. And because aajkal to aista aista zyada hota ja raha hai scope psychology ka bhi, and mental health awareness bhi kafi zyada hoti ja rahi hai. So pehle ke comparison, I'm not saying it's easy to find a competent therapist. Pehle ke comparison mein shayad thodi si cheeze aasani ki taraf ja rahi hai, but still you need to do your work.
Yeah.
Like aapne apna homework pura karna hota hai, and then you will be able to find it. And still when you are in the session, if you feel ke acha you know you don't feel right about a specific therapist, you always have the right to withdraw. Withdraw or switch. Or so there are a few things that I wanted to highlight about the jo practices mein jo hamare main principles hote hain, like the confidentiality.
That's what I was gonna ask, kya hai?
Exactly. So that's like one is confidentiality. If you are not feeling ke aapki aap whatever you're discussing with your therapist, if it's not confidential, if it's not remaining between you and your therapist for any way, agar aapko lag raha hai, so that's one red flag. Sometimes hota hai ki the therapist jo ke initially jo bahut seasoned psychologists nahi hote, like jinhone initially apni practice start ki hui, to they are under supervision. To agar if they tell you ke we are under supervision and you know we will discuss your case for our conceptualization to provide better care to you, that's fine. It's okay. Until unless they are not revealing your identity, wo aapki koi aisi personal information hi reveal kar rahe jisse aapke bare mein pata chal jaye ki who are you, like you know your name, so that's fine. Other than that, agar if you feel ke nahi kahin aur discuss ho rahi hain ya anything, so I think that's a red flag. The second thing I basically is if you feel, you know, if in any way, if you feel that because hamara wo ethic principle mein hai ki there's no harm, right? So no harm means that if you cannot do anything good for the client, just don't do anything bad. Like it comes under the competency ki agar aap is cheez mein competent nahi hai to aap agar kuch acha nahi kar pa rahe clients ke process ke liye to fir aap, you know, you refer to someone else and you don't do it. So it's that, but what happens is it's a bit complicated in a way ke client ko pata nahi chalta ke ye kya ho raha hai.
If it's working or not.
But you should feel respected. You know, the jo bhi psychologists hain, so they respect how you go about your process,
right?
And they make you feel comfortable about your process, and it's your process. They psychologist should not impose anything on you. So if you ever feel ki acha ye to thodi si imposition aa rahi hai, this is something that I don't want but I'm still forced to do it, so there are a few things that that you keep in your mind, and other than that, I think that when you are in a therapy, so aapko ek aapki gut feeling bhi hoti hai apni. So I always feel ke this is important that you go apni gut feeling pe. Okay, if you feel right about a specific psychologist or a therapist, yes, go with that therapist. If you don't for any reason, so no, you know, it's a big no, because if you are not comfortable with that, beshak wo jitne bhi competent ho,
what's the point, right?
Exactly. Agar aapka unke sath wo therapy wala wo, you know, client therapist wala relationship nahi bana, rapport nahi build hui, so the therapy will not work. You will not be comfortable telling about yourself to that specific therapist. So I think these are a few things that you keep in your mind, and if you feel ki nahi yahan pe kuch gadbad hai and these are the red flags, to phir aap you just switch
or, yeah,
you know. And also it happens ki sometimes clients come to us to wo kehte hain ki hamara wo previous experience acha nahi tha, to we are still unsure about it, and it's a very valid concern. Agar aapka ek experience theek na ho jaye, आपको दूसरे के लिए भी डर लग रहा होता है कि पता नहीं ये ठीक होगा नहीं. एंड आई थिंक दिस इज वेरी, यू नो, इट मेक्स थिंग्स वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड क्लाइंट्स के लिए कि आप किसको चूज करें एंड आप किस पे ट्रस्ट करें.
एंड स्पेशली बिकॉज पीपल आर बीइंग सो वल्नरेबल इन देयर थेरेपी.
एग्जैक्टली.
अब बार बार नए इंसान के साथ जाके ओपन अप करना और अपनी इतनी, you know, अपनी सारी वॉल्स गिरा के इतना वल्नरेबल होना, लाइक
नो, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. एंड फिर आपका एक्सपीरियंस भी अच्छा ना हो फॉर एनी रीजन
या एंड देन नेक्स्ट टाइम यू विल फाइंड इट मोर हार्ड टू बी ओपन एंड
वल्नरेबली एग्जैक्टली तो वो जो आपकी एंजाइटी होती है ना पहले से ही थेरेपी में जाने की वो आपकी और ज्यादा हो
जाती है
सो इट्स वेरी लाइक इट्स नॉर्मल टू फील दिस वे इन सच सिनेरियो बट व्हाट आई कैन लाइक व्हाट द क्लाइंट कैन डू इज अगेन के वो अपनी इट्स ओके इफ दे हैड अ बैड एक्सपीरियंस विद एनी साइकोलॉजिस्ट आई लाइक इट्स नॉट इट्स ओके का मतलब ये है कि दे कैन ट्राई विद एनी अदर थेरेपिस्ट इज वेल लाइक दे कैन गिव दिस स्पेस टू देम सेल्व्स कि अच्छा चले हम वी कैन ट्राई अगेन बिकॉज इट्स स्टिल बेटर देन नॉट ट्राइंग एंड उसी एक्सपीरियंस के साथ रहना एंड उसी थॉट्स के साथ रहना एंड देन यू नो बिकॉज वो आपकी लाइफ लाइन फिर चलती रहती है वो बुरा एक्सपीरियंस आपके साथ चलता रहता है एंड अगेन इट्स इम्पॉर्टेंट कि यू डू योर होमवर्क आप लोगों से पूछें यू आस्क अराउंड योर फ्रेंड्स आगे पीछे आपको कहीं ना कहीं आपको कुछ ना कुछ पता चल जाता है कि अच्छा कहाँ पर एथिकल प्रैक्टिस हो रही है आई थिंक आजकल तो सोशल मीडिया की वजह से बहुत कुछ बुरा भी होता है बट आई थिंक सोशल मीडिया की वजह से काफ़ी चीज़ें अच्छी भी होती
So
you pick that those things and then you see कि अच्छा मुझे यहाँ पे जाना है अपने comfort के हिसाब से तो these are a few things जो कि हम इस तरीके से help कर सकते हैं other than that just trust your process I think because everyone has a different process so if you trust your process and if you you know if you feel के अच्छा अच्छा होगा if you stay positive with that you know eventually things start getting better I'm not saying ke bas
basically if you don't have faith that things will get better then they won't right
they
you have
won't.
to have that faith
exactly
because wo faith ke saath hi willingness aati hai na to change
exactly.
so for example if you have no faith in the therapy that you're taking right so whatever your therapist is sort of trying to help you with you're not going to put in the work
exactly
it's as simple as that ki agar aapko kisi cheez mein belief ya faith nahi hota aap usme effort nahi dalte
jab
aapko pata ho ke ha this is going to work then you put in the effort
exactly
so I think is more important than having a mindset that is
true exactly
can do and will happen
and you know it's openness
ke openness that
if you are open ke if you are open towards accepting and you know accepting the therapy then it will work if you're not open if you feel ke pata nahi hoga jaun na jaun therapy mein kya karun तो वो यू नो आपका ब्रेन उसी लेवल पे रहेगा उसी चीज़ में ऑक्यूपाइड रहेगा बट इफ़ यू आर ओपन टूवर्ड्स इट टूवर्ड्स योर प्रोसेस एंड ट्रस्ट योर प्रोसेस एंड बिलीव इन योर सेल्फ दैट इफ़ समथिंग गॉड फॉरबिड इफ समथिंग कम्स अप दैट यू नो आई फील दैट आई कैन हैंडल इट बट स्टिल आई कैन हैंडल इट बिकॉज इन थेरेपी देर आर लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स जो कि आती हैं एंड देन यू फील लाइक ए आई कैन टेक इट यू नो आई कैन हैंडल इट ये कैसे होगा बट इफ यू बिलीव इन योर सेल्फ And I'm not saying कि ये यू नो ये खुद से आ जाता है sometimes it takes again it takes effort कि you start believing in yourself but once you do it कि I can take it whatever comes up in the therapy so eventually things do get better
that's
what I believe
okay Laila is there anything else that you have in mind that you wanna share with us talk about
I just wanted to there was something that I mentioned that कि social media जो है वो उसमें बहुत सारी अच्छी चीज़ें भी हैं लेकिन हमें पता चल जाता है कि कहाँ पर क्या चीज़ है एंड किस तरह हम रीच आउट कर सकते हैं एथिकल थेरेपिस्ट को सो आई थिंक देर आर फ्यू पेजेस एंड या सो जहाँ पे हमें एथिकल थेरेपिस्ट का कॉम्पिटेंट थेरेपिस्ट का लाइक जिनके पेजेस हैं सो if you think that would be beneficial maybe I can let you know about those pages and then you can
add
however you
here.
feel exactly however you feel ki maybe you can add them so that more people know about ethical competent and competent therapists and more people people are more comfortable in reaching out to them and they get a safe space you know to talk about their vulnerabilities and you know their whatever they want to talk about
so you can send me the pages or the links and we can add them in the description for you guys
so
podcast ke niche jo description hai usme they can access
maybe you can do that exactly
TK, that's all, I guess.
Yeah,
right. Thank you so much, Laila, for sharing all this with us. Very insightful, very helpful. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope that there's something you learned from it, something that could help you in any way, something that impacted you in a way that could bring some kind of positive change for you. Please leave your questions, comments, thoughts in the comment section below. I would love to read. And let me know how this conversation impacted you and what you learned from it as well, because that really helps me keep going, you know. Kecha fayda hua kisi ko. And also don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you again next time. Allah Hafiz.